Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nuchin here with John and with today's question. There's a number of ways God instructs us to deal with a sinning brother. Love and pray for him, rebuke him, counsel him. You expect those commands from the Bible, but here's one you probably don't expect. When a professing believer is unrepentant, Paul commands us in 1 Corinthians 5 to hand him over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh. That's what it says. Now, John, what did Paul mean in that passage? How can that be a good idea?
Well, what he means by that simply is to put him outside of the protection and insulation of the fellowship of the church. Because in 1 Corinthians 5, Paul says that a little leaven leavens the lump. It's like one rotten apple spoils the whole barrel if you leave the rotten apple in the barrel. And that's what he is saying. There are people in the church whose influence is so toxic and so corrupting that you need to put them out of the church. You need to put them away from the fellowship. Now, there are some people who would think, oh, no, keep them there and love them and show tolerance and show kindness and all of this and win them over. You know, to a point, you do that, of course. But when the person's sin is toxic, when it is influential, and when the person will not repent, no matter what they profess, you put them out of the church. And it may mean the destruction of the flesh. It may mean literally that they are physically destroyed. That can mean disease. That can even mean death. But Paul also adds, the soul will be saved. If this is a true believer, not just a professing one, but a true believer, that person cannot forfeit salvation. But being removed is a protection against that corrupting influence in the life of the church.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.